This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. NHS Emergency Department HIV testing identifies 1,953 previously undiagnosed cases over 4 years. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pekadzem, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A large-scale NHS program testing all patients requiring blood tests in emergency departments has identified 1,953 previously undiagnosed HIV cases across 88 areas of England over 4 years, 2022 to 2026, according to newly released program data. The initiative represents one of the first routine, large-scale HIV case-finding efforts integrated into acute care settings in a high-income health system, offering potential implications for earlier diagnosis and transmission prevention. Key takeaways. An NHS-wide A&E testing program identified 1,953 previously undiagnosed HIV cases over 4 years across 88 English regions. Routine HIV testing of all A&E patients requiring blood work aims to reduce late diagnoses and secondary transmission. Early identification enables faster entry to antiretroviral therapy, which reduces onward transmission to near zero levels, viral suppression. The model demonstrates feasibility of integrating HIV screening into routine emergency care without additional blood draws. 1,953 previously undiagnosed HIV cases identified by NHS A&E testing program over 4 years, 2022 to 2026, across 88 areas of England. NHS HIV testing program, 4-year case detection, England, 2022 to 2026. Number of newly identified HIV diagnoses by program year, 1,953. Total cases identified, 88. English regions covered, 4 years of program data. Source, NHS England Program Data, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News, a silent epidemic made visible in emergency departments. According to NHS England Program Data, approximately 103,000 adults in England are living with diagnosed HIV, yet an estimated 8,000 to 10,000 remain unaware of their status. The A&E Testing Initiative targets this undiagnosed reservoir by integrating HIV screening into routine emergency department blood draws, requiring no additional needle stick and minimal additional laboratory burden. This approach has been endorsed by the British HIV Association, BHIVA, which notes that emergency departments represent high contact points for individuals who may rarely engage with primary care. The 1,953 newly diagnosed individuals represent cases who would likely have progressed to advanced immunodeficiency if left undetected, according to epidemiological modeling cited in NHS communications. Late-stage diagnosis, CD4 count 200 cells per mL, increases mortality risk in the first year of treatment and extends time to viral suppression, whereas early diagnosis enables rapid initiation of modern single-tablet antiretroviral regimens that reduce viral load to undetectable levels within weeks. Clinical and public health implications of early case finding. Early identification through A&E testing creates cascading clinical benefits. Once diagnosed, individuals can be linked to HIV treatment services within days, initiating antiretroviral therapy that renders HIV undetectable and untransmittable, according to BIFA guidelines. This prevents onward transmission to sexual partners and, if applicable, vertical transmission during pregnancy, outcomes documented in landmark research on viral suppression and transmission risk. From a public health perspective, the 1,953 cases identified in this program represent prevented onward transmissions. Modeling suggests that each person diagnosed and treated averts approximately 0.3 to 0.5 secondary infections over their lifetime, according to analysis presented by the National AIDS Trust. This creates a health system return on investment through reduced future HIV treatment demand and prevented preventable deaths. Implementation feasibility and equity considerations. The rollout to 88 areas of England demonstrates technical and operational feasibility at scale. The program integrates opt-out HIV testing into existing A&E blood draw workflows, reducing the barrier of patients requiring a separate counseling session. However, access remains stratified by geography and healthcare-seeking behavior. Individuals who do not present to emergency departments remain undetected. This includes homeless populations, undocumented migrants, and those with limited NHS engagement, as noted in migration and health equity literature. Future expansion could extend similar routines to other high-contact clinical settings, including urgent care centers, sexual health clinics, and primary care, to further shrink the undiagnosed pool. Current BIVA guidance recommends HIV testing for all patients aged 15 to 65 presenting to acute services in areas with HIV prevalence 2 per 1,000 population. The NHS A&E testing program identified 1,953 previously undiagnosed HIV cases across 88 English regions over 4 years, demonstrating that routine opt-out screening in emergency departments is feasible and identifies individuals who would otherwise progress to advanced disease. NHS England, HIV testing program data, 2026. For patients, if you attend A&E requiring a blood test, you will be offered routine HIV screening. Early diagnosis enables rapid entry to single-tablet antiretroviral therapy, restoring normal life expectancy and preventing transmission to partners. For clinicians, integrating opt-out HIV testing into routine A&E blood draws identifies late-stage diagnoses and unaware cases at scale, enabling faster linkage to treatment and reducing the reservoir of undiagnosed infection in your catchment area. Modern antiretrovirals achieve viral suppression in weeks. For policymakers, the program demonstrates that emergency department-based HIV testing is implementable at scale and cost-effective at preventing advanced disease and secondary transmission. Expansion to primary care, urgent care, and sexual health clinics could further reduce England's undiagnosed HIV burden and align with WHO goals for 95% diagnosed, 95% treated, 95% virally suppressed. Next steps and global context. The NHS model mirrors strategies deployed by WHO's Catch Them Early initiative, which advocates routine HIV testing in acute care settings in high prevalence areas. Similar programs in Australia, Canada, and parts of the United States have reported comparable case-finding yields. Continued monitoring of the NHS program will assess long-term retention in care and viral suppression rates among the 1,953 newly diagnosed individuals. Health policy updates and clinical practice changes related to HIV screening are tracked by the Georgian Medical Journal News. The scale of undiagnosed HIV in high-income settings underscores the ongoing need for proactive case-finding beyond voluntary testing. The NHS A&E program provides a replicable model for other health systems aiming to achieve WHO's 95-95-95 targets by 2030. Further research on patient outcomes, retention rates, and cost-effectiveness in this cohort will inform global HIV screening guidelines. Frequently asked questions. Will I be tested for HIV without my consent if I go to A&E? The NHS A&E program uses an opt-out model, meaning you will be offered HIV testing as part of routine blood work unless you decline. This approach balances case-finding efficiency with patient autonomy. You have the right to refuse testing at any time. BIVA guidance emphasizes informed consent and post-test counseling. How quickly can I start treatment if I test positive in A&E? Once diagnosed, you will be referred to an HIV treatment service for a baseline CD4 count and resistance testing. Modern single-tablet antiretroviral regimens, e.g. bictegravir, tenofovir, allafenamide, can be initiated within days and achieve viral suppression, undetectable viral load within 4 to 12 weeks, depending on baseline CD4 count. Early treatment prevents disease progression and stops transmission. Does the NHS A&E test replace voluntary HIV testing at sexual health clinics? No. A&E testing complements rather than replaces specialist sexual health services. Sexual health clinics offer comprehensive STI screening, contraception counseling, and pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, for HIV-negative individuals at risk. The A&E program captures incidental cases among emergency patients. It does not substitute for targeted sexual health services or preventive testing in high-risk populations. The NHS A&E HIV testing program represents a landmark shift in case-finding strategy, moving from voluntary opt-in testing to routine opt-out screening in high-contact clinical settings. With nearly 2,000 diagnoses made over 4 years, the model validates large-scale integration of HIV screening into emergency care workflows and supports earlier diagnosis, faster treatment initiation, and reduced onward transmission. As the program reaches its fifth operational year, continued data collection on retention, viral suppression, and secondary transmission prevention will inform whether similar approaches should expand to primary care and other acute settings to further close England's undiagnosed HIV gap. Source: NHS A&E blood testing finds 2,000 unidentified HIV cases in first 4 years.